And state police are urging motorists to avoid aggressive, distracted, and impaired driving throughout the Super Bowl weekend. Troopers from all 23 barracks will be out on the roads this weekend, and they will be conducting increased saturation patrols on roadways where there are frequent impaired driving crashes. During last year's Super Bowl weekend, troopers made 81 DUI arrests, responded to 40 reported crashes, and issued more than 5,700 citations and warnings. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free sky-high silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to change. Go to betternestegg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
How about Derrick Henry last night, looking pretty dapper in a tan suit on the red carpet in New Orleans? Asked about his first season as a Raven.
I had a lot of fun. We ultimately came up short, and that's just what replays in my head. It's a season to be celebrated. But, like, when you look at the big picture, we just came up short.
Ravens also coming up short at the banquet last night. Josh Allen MVP, Saquon Offensive Player of the Year, and no Hall of Famers for Baltimore. And speaking of coming up short, the Terps were in Columbus last night to take on the Buckeyes.
Thornton, under five. He fires.
Call on FS1, Bruce Thornton, off glass and in, with 7 seconds to play to lead Ohio State back from a 17-point deficit. 73-70 is the final. The Terps' four-game winning streak is over. Local college basketball last night, Towson wins their ninth in a row, 66-59 over Hofstra. The Tigers are 10-1 and atop the CAA. And finally, Brenda Fries gets her 600th win in Maryland, 79-61 over Oregon. Coming up in 30 minutes, from Towson University to the NFL. And that is Stein on Sports.
Be ready for winter at Battery Warehouse, Maryland. Are you prepared for the cold weather and possible power outages? Stock up on batteries for every size and activity. Cell phones, laptops, to all-terrain vehicles. Do you need a dependable flashlight? Nebo flashlights are powerful and come in a variety of sizes, and you'll fall in love with every single one. Go to BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com, BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com for your nearest location, and stock up today.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Not a bad weekend to get outside. Today, sunny, warmer, 48. Tomorrow, some light snow in the afternoon, 34. But Sunday's dry, a few clouds, warming up, 44 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 42 degrees in Bel Air, 46 in Halethorpe, and 44 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com. Basic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Friday. You made it to the weekend. Be proud of yourself. Don't forget, after my show, you've got Rob Carson coming up at 12 o'clock, so stay right there. You know, if you're just joining us, I got to ask you, like I always do, where the heck have you been? We would try to figure out this energy crisis amongst ourselves. And I think, you know, I think you guys got it all figured out. I just hope that the Democrats in Annapolis are listening. That's what I hope at this point. We're going to move on to a different topic. But first, I've got Barry on the line in Aberdeen. Barry, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, I do.
Yep, go right ahead.
I met you at the Italian Festival. You're an absolute doll.
Oh, thank you.
Good-looking bald guy. Yeah. She's married me. I don't care what my wife says.
Okay.
Also, shout out to Stephen Reiser's down. He's an associate. But anyway, just want to drop this one little statistic on you, courtesy of that right winger Oliver Stone. He has a movie out. It's like Nuclear Now. I believe it's on Netflix. But anyway, all of the nuclear waste supported of it was produced all over the world. If you put it all together, it would fit in a building the size of a Walmart. Again, I encourage people to watch this movie. It's on Netflix.
Now I got to watch it. I'm writing it down right here, Barry. I've got nothing to do this weekend.
He looks at all the energy-generating systems and does a statistic on how many people were killed by which type. And surprisingly, fewer were killed by nuclear energy, contrary to popular belief.
Okay.
Now, people that are, think we can change the climate, I often tell them, I say, look, you actually believe if you sent every dollar you had and everybody else did the same, sent that all to the government, do you think they could change the weather? I mean, they can't deliver the mail. They can't even predict the weather.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
no,
and if you look at history, the fossil record shows weather has always changed. Maybe you've heard of the Ice Age, possibly the medieval warming period. The fossil record shows, we've always had a change in weather. And I don't think any politician, or there are no engineers in politics, clearly, because they don't seem to understand this. I work in the electrical industry, and an electric car doubles the load of your house. Whatever your house draws electrically, you will double it with an electric car. I install these systems. I know what they use. And so let's stop generating and double our load. It's genius.
Yeah. Well, Barry, I'm going to take...
That's the current administration.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Barry, so much for calling in. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great weekend. And I'm going to take a look at that movie myself and try to better understand this. But there are definitely options that we have. Whether or not our elected officials want to get out of bed with these environmental advocates and activists, that's what it comes down to. Speaking of our lawmakers, I did just want to bring this to you because here in the state of Maryland, of course, lawmakers vow to make Maryland a DEI safe haven, despite a $3 billion budget shortfall. I'm reading this from WBFF, and it says that even as the Trump administration seeks to dismantle social justice initiatives nationwide, Maryland lawmakers want to fight him on that. A joint resolution submitted in both chambers of the Maryland General Assembly aims to designate the state as a safe haven for diversity, equity, and inclusion principles. The proposal describes a tax on DEI as harmful to the bottom line in health. The American Dream, by the way, this comes to you from the resolution that they wrote. The American Dream belongs to all of us, not just billionaires and multimillionaires. DEI principles and policies promote equal access to opportunities, foster an environment of respect and belonging, and ensure that every individual, regardless of background, can fully participate in aspects all aspects of society. And see, like right there, that's not what they're advocating for. They're advocating for, this is what kills me about the DEI argument from the left, right? They're saying, oh, this is how we're going to nip discrimination in the bud. This is how we're not going to judge people based on their skin color. That's exactly what you're doing with DEI. You're doing exactly that. You're judging people by their sexual orientation, their skin color, and their gender. That's what you're doing. You're discriminating against those that do not have those qualities that you like in all of those three topics. That's what you're doing. You're discriminating, and a lot of times it's really just against white men. Let's be honest. That's what a lot of this is about. Straight white men. That's who you're discriminating against. And so you're fine with that because in your mind, straight white men have this amazing life and they're all rich and they all do these great things and they're all superior, I guess, in your mind. That's what kills me about this. How insecure do you have to be as an adult to sit around and believe that white men are conspiring against you as an individual and trying to assure that you don't advance in life and that you're not successful? I can tell you right now, I can tell you right now, I've dated enough white men myself, okay? Let's be honest. I can tell you right now, I have yet to date a white man that sat around thinking about anybody else but themselves. They're not caring whether or not you are black. They don't care about how you advance. They don't care about, you know, whether or not you go and buy a home. They don't care about if you're promoted in a job, you know, if it's based on merit. They don't care. They don't care. It's so funny because every summer, of course, I love boating. I really do love being out on boats. But I love it. And you know what? I've noticed out there, and a lot of times you'll see people out there, the boating life, it'll show you exactly what's going on. People don't sit around conspiring against people because they're a different color, different gender, or a different sexual orientation. Nobody is concerned with this. I think that there is a large percentage of our population that is obsessed with being a victim. I do believe this. Like, they wake up in the morning and they think about how they can victimize themselves that day. Nobody has this chip on your shoulder but you. And then when you point out, because I've done it many a times, you point out that a city like Baltimore, where the school CEO is black, the mayor is black, the state's attorney is black, we have Commissioner Worley now, but the police commissioner Harrison, he was black, he was there for a while. We've had black mayors, mayor after mayor after mayor. Most of the city council is black. You have many people that are in charge, they're black. But you hear Mayor Brandon Scott or all these other people talking about DEI and how we don't have enough diversity. Literally, the city is black. Like, what are you talking about? Then you look at the education system. It is a poor education system in Baltimore. Just spending a ton of money. They'll still come forward and say, well, we're not getting enough money in Baltimore City School System. You're getting more than enough money in Baltimore City School System. You don't know how to spend it. You don't know how to manage it. You don't know how to do any of those things. And yet you sit here and you complain the kids aren't being educated. And is it white people not educating the kids? No. Because those that are in charge of the, you know, the administrators and the CEO, most of them are black. So what is the deal? What is the problem? So having this joint resolution from those in Annapolis that are saying that we're going to make Maryland a safe haven for DEI. You don't have money to make Maryland a safe haven for DEI. If you're going to sit there and thinking about color and gender and sexual orientation all day, and you're not thinking about these energy crises, out of control juveniles. I mean, for real, like, come on. This is so ridiculous. And whenever you bring up DEI, they act like, oh, when they say it, when they talk about it, it's great. DEI is perfect. We need more DEI. As soon as you call somebody like a DEI mayor or something like that, then it's boo-hoo. How dare you say that? You're so racist. Really? Because you're the one that's pushing this entire conversation. Otherwise, we want it to be gone. We want to wipe the DEI situation off the face of the earth. You keep bringing it back up. And then when somebody talks about it that you don't like, then it's all of a sudden, oh, they're racist. No. Drop it. You drop it, I'll drop it. Deal? Good. We have a deal. I don't know why Democrats in Annapolis and any other, Mary Brandon Scott and all those, they're taking it so personally. I believe that many of those that are taking it personally, they know that they are DEI. They're DEI hires. They're DEI elected. And I know, you know, when Mayor Brandon Scott, after the bridge collapsed, there were a lot of people saying that he was a DEI mayor online. And I actually came to his defense. And I actually said to Republicans, to Trump-supporting Republicans, I said, actually, you know, Mayor Brandon Scott was elected. He had a tough opponent with Sheila Dixon. He was elected twice. And so he got in there. He's, you know, you can't call him DEI. But he's behaving, and he's carrying himself as if he is, in fact, DEI, as if he is the mayor just because of the skin color, you know, and so forth. But, sir, you were elected, right? You were duly elected, and you said this plenty of times yourself. So why are you taking it so personal? Why? I mean, if we're talking about DEI, let's talk about those with disabilities. Let's talk about those that are being overlooked because of some of their characteristics or some of their traits. Let's talk about those things. But to sit there and say that you're being overlooked in a black city because you're black, I don't want to hear it. You sound like a fool. If they're going to make Maryland a safe haven for DEI, I guess I have no choice but to try to move. Because if this is where we're headed, I mean, we're already on the path to Stupidville, but this is taking the cake. we have to reject all of this. And hiring based on merit, hiring based on hard work and determination, there's nothing wrong with that. And I don't understand how we got to a point where we're saying to people, like, we should hire based on diversity and, you know, inclusion. It's, well, no, you can be included if you got off your butt and went to work every day and worked hard. You'll be included. You will be, I promise you. But if you sit around and thinking that something's going to be handed to you, and I've noticed the people that complain the most about, you know, being oppressed and all these other things, I noticed they're on social media day in and day out. If you're on social media 9 hours a day, I can tell you right now why you're not being promoted. If you're on social media 9 hours a day, I can tell you right now why you're not getting a great job. I can tell you right now why you are not furthering your education to further your career. You're on social media 9 hours a day. Perhaps you should put the phone down or the tablet. Perhaps you should go out there and figure out life. Touch some grass, for crying out loud. Sorry I get so passionate about this conversation. It just really drives me nuts. And I think I've talked about my dad plenty of times on this show. He got to IBM or got into IBM because of affirmative action back in the 80s. And you know what? He worked his butt off to become an executive at IBM. But yes, he got in the door from affirmative action. And that was at a time where I do believe affirmative action was necessary. But if you're sitting here in 2025 and you're sitting in a black city and you're talking about how you need more diversity, go to hell. You sound ridiculous. And so if that's the hill that they're going to die on, yeah, you're going to continue to lose a lot more people in this state. And a lot of them are taxpayers. Well, anyways, I just wanted to bring that to you because it really grates my nerves. And I was looking at, there was another story. I don't know if you guys saw. There was a massive sinkhole shut down traffic in Baltimore County on Joppa Road. You know, this is the kind of stuff that continues to worry me. They're focused on DEI. When at the end of the day, if you look at this, and we saw this even with the Francis Scott Key Bridge, we're not prepared. We're not in a position where if we had a crisis, right, whether it's a natural disaster or even a ransomware attack, we have nothing. We've done zero preparation to handle any of those things. You had the bridge collapse. They saw exactly what that did to the state. And even the surrounding states, what it did to truckers and the port and everything else. Do you think that they put some safeguards in place right now to make sure that doesn't happen in other, you know, to hamper us in other ways? No! They're still sitting around talking about DEI. We can't get ourselves out of a hole. I was thinking about this the other day. If we had a serious ransomware attack, we're done. Everybody's talking about Elon Musk and those kids over there in Doge. Could you imagine if somebody really didn't, if there was a serious data breach in here in Maryland? We couldn't even pay to get our... They would say, all right, you can pay us this amount of money and we'll let all the data go. We got 2 cents and maybe a hot dog. That's the best I can do. We've got nothing. We've got nothing to stand on. It's so sad. All right, coming up next, looks like some people want to weigh in on DEI. I'm sorry I got so passionate about it, but I do want you to weigh in. So coming up next, I'll take your calls on that.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
The Rob Carson Show.
Jake Tapper, he says something that I friggin' can't stand.
and it is that they come here to do the work that Americans won't do. Americans are not afraid to do any kind of work, no matter what it takes. The only difference is Democrats like it when little brown people come here and they can pay them substandard wages under the table. That's why they hate it.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, I got a little crazy with DEI. I did. But you know what? I know some of you want to weigh in here, and I want to hear from you as well. I got Michelle in Westminster. Michelle, you wanted to weigh in?
Good morning, Kim. How are you today, hon?
Good, good.
I have a suggestion. I say we put DEI on a petition for a ballot question. We collect enough signatures on a petition to make DEI a question on about on next year or the next election's ballot. Do we really want this or not?
You know what?
And let the people speak instead of these dinglings down in Annapolis.
Yeah. Michelle, you know, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. We should put it on the ballot. You know, they'll still ignore it, though. You know how they are. Like, they'll say that we're racist for putting it on the ballot, you know?
It doesn't matter. I do believe that this is something that the vast majority of the state, I mean, look, we've made some major inroads in the state of Maryland. Maryland lurched right. It didn't lurch right far enough, but it lurched right enough, in my opinion, to where something like this would resonate with most people, because most people don't want to be the token anything. Okay? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to be the one that's hired because of X, Y, and Z. Most of us want to be able to get up and be proud of what we do every day,
right,
regardless of what it is. So I do believe most people will say, look, it has to be done on what you can do, not who you think you are or who you pretend to be today.
Yeah. No, Michelle, right there with you. And we can get on the ballot. I think it's a great suggestion. I hope you have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I've got William and Carney. William, you want to weigh in?
William?
Yep. Go ahead. Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's very interesting. She's right about what she was saying. I've been out here 23 years, and I've seen all these changes with these liberal kids and all. They don't teach them education to get high. They teach them to keep a radical thing going so the Democrat Party will always have something to fall on. You know, like Al Sharpton and all this, and playing that race card. And most of us don't really hate each other. We really love each other, try to get along with each other, but they keep on throwing all this balance, race to this, race that.
Yeah.
I remember back in the 80s, man, when I was a younger kid back then, it was great. Schaefer, you know, education, museums. Everybody was pretty cool and hip, man. Smoking herb, relaxing, you know.
When everything was chill, yeah.
Yeah, it was chill, man. People were getting along. You had small businesses. You had money. You had a cleanup crew. Schaefer had like two garbage trucks. One would pick up the garbage. The other ones would come behind to sweep up the streets. And people were working. Lexington Market was doing real good. Downtown Baltimore Street was doing good. And all parts in between were doing good.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish we could get back to those days, William. I wish. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
Same to you, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. Marty in the text line said, Kim, DEI on the ballot would pass. The state is too blue. Remember, Biden's approval rating was over 50%. You know, Marty, you got a point there. You do have a point. I would love to see it on the ballot, though. But you're right. It is a very blue state. And yes, here in Maryland, they overwhelmingly voted for Kamala Harris. That was a little shocking, too. It's like, really? Let's see. I've got Dan in New Hampshire. You're talking about USAID. Is that true?
Yeah, but I could chime in on DEI as well. I'll give you three dirty governors, okay, tied to DEI, okay? And that's we'll start with my state, okay? Blackstone bankrolled the globalist Kelly Ayotte campaign. Blackstone is under the same umbrella as BlackRock, which is connected to State Street and Vanguard. Leads you right back to the World Economic Forum. Larry Fink, Klaus Schwab, and George Soros. So simple as that. Yeah. And then you got the other rat in Glenn Youngkin, okay, who is the co-CEO for 25 years for the Carlyle Group. That leads you right back to the World Economic Forum as well. And who is on the board? Bush Jr., Dubé Bush, his cousin, and the advisor was Bush Sr. Yeah. And then you got the other rat, Ron DeSantis, down in Florida. Okay, during the presidential primary, me and Caroline have talked about this many a time, how he was getting bankrolled by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. So there you go.
Yeah.
So that's the end.
Well, Dan, real quick, how's Caroline doing? She seems to be doing a great job.
She's killing it. She's killing it. I'm not surprised because, I saw how she campaigned here up in New Hampshire. When they stole her election, just like they did yours, okay? So I saw how she campaigned. She's dynamite. So
yeah.
She's just raw talent, natural talent.
Oh yeah.
Simple as that.
Oh yeah.
And we got to talk about the Clintons. All the money, $850 million, okay, going from USAID into the NGOs into Haiti. During 8 years while the Clintons were there. Okay,
Bill
Clinton was there.
Yeah,
they destroyed their economy.
No, they did, Dan. I'm coming up on a break here. I got to take a heart out. I appreciate you calling in. And, Caroline is dynamic. Caroline Leavitt, the new press secretary. And that was Dan. He's calling from New Hampshire, where Caroline is from. Coming up next, we'll continue this conversation, but we are going to talk about USAID. Dan, thank you for bringing that up, because that's up next.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The International Criminal Court is urging member states to stand up against sanctions imposed by President Trump. The court says the move is a bid to harm its independent and impartial judicial work, saying it will no longer allow taxpayer money to be spent on things like Egypt tourism or a gender pronoun project in Sri Lanka. The Trump team drastically scaling back the agency known as USAID. President Trump's buyout offer extended to federal workers has been put on hold by a Boston federal judge. Eligible feds now have until Monday to decide whether to accept the offer. Russell Vogt, new head of the Office of Management and Budget, confirmed by the Senate over the objection of Democrats. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 292 points, the Nasdaq off 219, the S&P down 43 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Super Bowl weekend upon us. Chiefs and Eagles for the NFL championship. Kansas City looking at three-peat. Philadelphia looking for redemption. The difference, according to Andy Reid, is Patrick Mahomes.
He's a great player. He will go down, I'm sure, as he finishes his career. He's still young in this thing, but as he finishes his career, he'll be one of the greats to, if not the greatest, to have done it.
Mahomes is 17-3 in the playoffs all time and 14-6 against the spread. That cover rate is the best of any quarterback in the Super Bowl era. 3 days after the Super Bowl, pitchers and catchers report to Sarasota as the Orioles begin their march to what they hope is another postseason berth this year, but without an ace. Do the Orioles have enough on the mound? Brandon Hyde thinks so.
If you don't have that true number one type of guy, you have guys that can improve also. I think Grayson's got number one stuff.
And finally, how about the story of Grant Udinski, a former defensive lineman at Towson University, wanted to get into coaching, so he did. 6 years ago was a volunteer assistant. Money was tight. He lived in his car in a Walmart parking lot, moved his way up, and spent 3 years with the Vikings. And on Wednesday night, at the age of 29, the Jacksonville Jaguars named the former Towson University football player their new offensive coordinator, the youngest in the NFL. Coming up in 30 minutes, the chase continues for the Grade 8. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today. 443-609-6697.
Another winter storm quickly heading in our direction. Some light snow, maybe some sleet tomorrow. Bask in the sunshine today. Enjoy the mild temperatures. 48 this afternoon. Dry overnight. Tomorrow, cloudy and dry in the morning. Light snow in the afternoon. Some sleet is possible. 34. Sunday, we're dry. 44 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blinds.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blinds.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's Moment of Truth. I've spoken often about the need to restore America's Judeo-Christian culture. Moorings that held our country in check during America's rise to power have been slipping for the past 150 years. In its place, the religion of secular humanism has found lodging. Now, what is the church doing? The need is now greater than ever for a return of Christian Judeo standards to the public sphere as well as the public square. And the place to start is with our young. The only way to truly change the culture is to educate those who will make up our society and lead our nation for the next 100 years. And the most effective and efficient way to do that is through our youth. Hitler knew that, Stalin knew that, and Mao knew that. And Christians in America today know that too. We have after-school programs through Child Evangelism Fellowship teaching the next generation about God, the Creator, and Jesus, the Redeemer. Pray for its success. It may be our only hope. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Moment of Truth.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to change. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. You know, we're having a great show. I think we're having a great show. Hope you guys are enjoying it. And I do hope that you enjoy your weekend. Like I said, it's going to be a little chilly, it sounds like, tomorrow. Not so nice. But you know what? Hopefully you get to enjoy it indoors. It's interesting because I said this online on my Facebook and X page. Today is day three of calling Johnny Olszewski's office in D.C. and asking him to unhand my campaign logo, the design in which he stole for his campaign logo. And it's funny because people are like, Kim, let it go. I refuse. I refuse to let it go. The level of disrespect, okay? If you've ever run for office, you know, one of the things that you do is trying to put together a nice campaign logo, and then you kind of brand with it. So you've got everything that has that logo on it, from your shirts to your hats to your signs to your literature to everything, right? And a lot of times, if you do run for office again, you don't want to purchase all these items over again. And so that is your campaign logo. Well, on Facebook, I saw that people were already calling, saying, you know, Johnny's going to have to come up with his own idea, with his logo design, leave Kim Klasick alone. And so one of the commenters called and said that she said that the girl at the office told them this is the logo they gave them. And that everybody has this kind of logo. That's what it looks like. It's a lie. It's a straight up lie. So then in that comment, I just went over to Burgess Owens page and just, you know, screenshotted his. And I put it in the photo there to the comment in response. That's not true. That's not true. They chose the logo because it was my logo and then took out Kim Klasick and put Johnny Olszewski. It's the same logo. And nobody just gives it to them. Where do you think they got it from? Who gave it to them? Hakeem Jeffries? Nancy Pelosi? What do you mean this is what they gave us? Who's they? What are you talking about? I hate these people, man. I swear. So it's like, look, they're even lying to their constituents calling in. I got a friend here on the phone. It looks like I've got Anthony in Bel Air. Anthony, did you want to weigh in today?
Yes, Tom. First of all, it's a pleasure to speak with you and an honor.
Oh, thank you.
Listening to what you just said, please don't ever give up in politics, Kim. There's a lot of people in Maryland, period. You could do so much for Maryland and the people of Maryland. Please don't ever give up.
Oh, thank you. Anthony, I appreciate that. And I, you know what, I'm never going to leave. Like I said, now that Trump has a good Secretary of HUD down there, we're going to fight when it comes to helping out our landlords and so many other things. But Anthony, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Kim, stay strong.
Thank you. You too. Have a great weekend. That was nice. Look at that. You know what? I like the nice phone calls. Look how it calmed me down. My cardiologist would be happy about this, you know? I appreciate you, Anthony. You know, before the break, we were talking to our friend Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, thank you for weighing in, as always. But he did, you know what he mentioned? He kind of took my fire here because I wanted to talk about the USAID and the political collusion. I know it sounds crazy, but the more and more we find out, thanks to Doge, Elon Musk, and his Department of Government Efficiency, the more and more we find out about some of this money and what it's been spent on, the more and more everybody's scratching their head like, wait a minute, what? I don't know if you guys saw this, but we recently found out that a lot of the USAID money was also going to Politico. Yes, Politico. Politico has been instrumental in attacking many Republicans that have been running for office. And when you see all that has been kind of wrapped up in all of this, it really makes you understand what they really mean by the swamp and the deep state. Okay. First, I want to go to this audio clip, and it's a little bit long on a long side. But my friend Shermichael Singleton, he's one of the only Republicans, him and Jennings on CNN, fighting a good fight. But Shermichael now has his own show that he's producing, actually on the network We the Free that I am also doing my video podcast on as well. But this is actually some audio from his podcast that he posted yesterday about this funding and what this really means. Take a listen.
The USAID has failed. I'm going to even pull up a few screenshots that I took on my phone about some of the wasteful spending of USAID. And this is from Senator Joni Ernst. And she tweeted this out today. And I want to read some of this stuff to you guys. USAID was funneling tax dollars to risky research in Wuhan. We know what came out of Wuhan. That was COVID virus. They sent money to Ukrainians for Paris Fashion Week. What does Fashion Week have to do with aid, humanitarian aid? I don't really know. Let's see here. The Moroccans have been making pottery for thousands of years, and yet USAID spent more than $2 million for Moroccan pottery classes and promotion. This is all coming from Senator Joni Ernst. And then she goes on to write, the idea clearly wasn't fully formed because the translator they hired didn't even speak English. So the USAID spent $2 million in Morocco, a place that's known for its beautiful pottery, for pottery classes and promotion. That alone is enough to shut this agency down. That's enough to shut it down.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought it was much longer than that. I apologize. Maybe I didn't click the right one. Okay. Well, as he talked there, and that was Shermichael Singleton, as he was speaking there, he was talking about just a couple of the different things that they've been spending money on. And he's right. I mean, at this point in time, and I know we talked about this was the big question yesterday, putting a pause on this funding, and I understand that it does affect other things, right? Whether it's our military, right, especially in other countries, whether it's, you know, some of those federal workers here at home, but this has been a huge slush fund, and a money laundering scheme has obviously taken place multiple times on both sides of the aisle. This is not partisan in any stretch of the imagination. These are both Republicans and Democrats that have colluded time and time again to launder our tax dollars into their pocket. And so when we talk about some of these congressional members that go in with maybe $200,000 to their name, and by the time that they are done and they never term limit themselves, like Nancy Pelosi being worth like close to $80 million. It's not just trading stocks. They're also funneling this money. Now, we did hear from President Zelensky in Ukraine, and he said already, what? He only received $75 billion of that $177 billion that supposedly went to Ukraine for this war with Russia. And so Elon Musk said, okay, well, that's another thing we got to take a look at. Because how is that possible? And why would Zelensky even come forward and say it if it wasn't true? I don't think he would have said it. And it looks like he was waiting for a while to say it until President Trump was actually in office. Now, not only this, I brought up the political piece because I do have some audio here from Carrie Lake. If you recall, Carrie Lake running for the Senate in Arizona. She also ran for governor in Arizona. Wasn't successful on either of those runs. She's now with the Trump administration, which, you know, is great. Carrie Lake, for me, she's very dynamic. And I said before, I think there's a fine line here when it comes to women in office. I think Tulsi Gabbard, she still has like that feminine side of her, even though she is tough, a tough cookie, obviously. But when you don't have that feminine side, and this is just me kind of looking from the outside in, when you don't have that feminine side, kind of like a Hillary Clinton, you know, and Carrie Lake, she's a tough cookie. And you don't often see that feminine side of her. She dresses very feminine. She looks feminine. But she comes off as a tough cookie 24/7. And so I think that for some reason that doesn't fare well a lot of times to voters. And, you know, when they say, oh, we want a woman president, things like that. There are obviously still Democrats and even female Democrat voters that still have a hang up when coming for voting for a woman. And I don't know what, you know, that comes down to, but, you know, women in politics in general, it's a tough sell. It's a tough sell. And I can see how sometimes people would find that women might be a little too emotional, right? And, you know, to be running things. I can see where they could make that, you know, that call. I get it. Well, anyways, Carrie Lake, I thought she was a fantastic candidate myself. But, you know, she talks in this audio about Politico and the fact that they received money from USAID, because if you think about it, she received a ton of attacks during her gubernatorial race and her Senate race from Politico. And there was one point in time where they were attacking her almost on a daily basis. Take a listen to Carrie.
Politico ran probably no fewer than 50 hit pieces on me over the past three and a half years. I think it's election interference when they are being funded by the USAID and they're running hit pieces only on, you know, MAGA type America First candidates. They attacked me nonstop.
Unbelievable.
And they just put another hit piece out on me today, and they did it constantly with President Trump as well. Our tax dollars shouldn't be going to that.
Okay, and that is correct. And so yes, this is what's been happening behind the scenes here also with this money, is that there have been publications, reporters, all kinds of things, and they've been receiving money from USAID, yet they've been attacking President Trump and the quote-unquote MAGA Republicans. And so here we are paying for our own attack ads. When it comes down to it, Dave Rubin, I think he had a very good tweet here. He says, the USAID story is way bigger than most people realize. It's not just that they funded the Politico and New York Times, etc., but then the articles in those publications were used as sources all over CNN, NBC News, MSNBC, and etc. to further push their agenda. This is how they not only laundered money, but laundered lies. And Dave is correct in that. Because remember, because if you watch MSNBC, Joanne Reed, or all those people, they'll say, and this is what they have today in the New York Times, or this is what they have today in Politico. But now, you know, this is how we say they're all in on it. They're all in on it. I call it USAID and political collusion. This is the collusion they thought they would find between President Trump and Russia, right? This is why it's always projection. Whenever the left screams and shouts something, I always try to look at how they're most likely projecting from themselves, right? Because that's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. And so now you have a situation where, honestly, I'm thinking you're going to have to take all of these publications down. I'm sure there's going to be lawsuits. Carrie Lake did not talk about a lawsuit on her end. But if she decided to go forth and take this to court, I wouldn't blame her. I mean, it does sound like interference. I also go through, and this is why I said Dan from New Hampshire kind of stole my thunder here. When we were talking about USAID, I've got, you know, my own little conspiracy theories here. I think that not only was there money being funneled to Politico and New York Times, I think there's probably, we're going to see that money was funneled to Act Blue, which is like Win Red for Democrats, Act Blue. I bet there are terrorists that receive money. I bet there are drug cartels that most likely receive money somehow from USAID. Because look, they've been spending this money willy-nilly all over the place and sending it to ridiculous programs. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Apparently, we're sending money to, you know, fund Sesame Street in some other country in the Middle East. It was like, wait, what? And so I do believe that. But further than that, and this is why I said, Dan, you stole my thunder here. How many times have I been on this show and I've asked, why would Catholic Charities and LifeBridge be supportive of Safe Streets? I've asked this so many times. It's all coming together. I've asked this so many times. LifeBridge and Catholic Charities, two very reputable organizations that have a good reputation. And I said, and I asked you, why would they get involved with Safe Streets even after their Edmondson Village location was raided by the FBI? We were told that Safe Streets has connections with the BGF gang. We were told that there's guns, there's drugs, they're using it as headquarters. And yet, LifeBridge and Catholic Charities still is by their side. Doesn't make sense, does it? Until now. Until now that you see all of this money from USAID going to whether it's illegal immigration programs. We found out in Maryland's District 7, they've been sending it to churches to take care of illegal immigrants. I am going to go out on a limb here, and it's not a very tough limb to go out on. And I'm going to say that Catholic Charities and LifeBridge, I'm just going to make a theory. This is just me, Kim Klasick, talking, not WCBM, not anybody else. It's just me. My theory is they received money from USAID. And my theory is they're receiving lots of money from USAID to house Safe Streets, to have them on as their employees and to handle the back end. That's the only way this makes sense. That's the only way. Because I said many times, it's got to be money. But when you're looking at the money, when you're looking at the money from the ARPA funds, you're looking at money from across the state, you're not seeing a large load of money going into LifeBridge and Catholic Charities. Yet when we looked up the salaries, remember we looked up the salaries at LifeBridge? And how many people were making six figures? There were big numbers. And I was like, all right, well, I guess they get donations. But still, this is a lot of money. I guarantee you, USAID. We're going to continue to watch, and they are going to follow the money. But that's going to, for me, that would make sense. Because remember, Safe Streets is also in Chicago. They have them in cities all over the country, right? And these are convicted felons that did their time, got out. Some of them are still involved in, you know, they're 50%ers, still involved in the drug game. And a lot of them have been getting popped by the police. And I said to myself, it doesn't make any sense for Catholic Charities to continue to house this organization with all this, you know, being mixed up with the feds. Now it makes sense. I bet there's millions upon millions of dollars going to these organizations that are housing Safe Streets. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Joining me in studio once again is Dr. Melissa Segev from Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden, those are the folks you want to go see. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Why is an audiologist seeing an audiologist before you purchase an over-the-counter hearing aid important?
You know, a lot of there's so much talk now with Apple coming into the market with over-the-counter hearing aids, and pretty much every other tech company has some sort of over-the-counter device because it's an industry and it's a business for them. It is more than that for us as audiologists because we use that as treatment services for patients who need our help with difficulty hearing, communicating, and then, of course, we look at the brain as we get older and make sure the brain is getting all the information it needs to stay strong. I think it's really important to see an audiologist as one. A lot of, well, every over-the-counter hearing aid is really proven to be effective or diagnosed for a mild to moderate loss. Mm-hmm. And I would really say more mild, because when you get moderate, you get a lot of other things that happen. But there's not a lot of technology in those devices. And, you know, what if it's not a hearing problem? I mean, we remove wax every day.
Right.
What if there's an infection? Some people have no idea that there is a growth and we can see it from the ear or determine that something needs to be looked in further. Especially if you have hearing loss in one ear and not another, you're actually contraindicated. And there's a list of kind of a history checklist that patients do themselves, but I don't really think people are doing it regularly because a lot of people come to my office and they'll say, like, am I a candidate? And I'm always honest about that because I always want what's best for them.
Yeah.
And often after going through their history, I'm like, no, you're not a candidate and this is why. Or your hearing loss is too severe or you struggle in noise or you have a $4,000 hearing aid benefit. Why would you pay out of pocket for something that's, you know, not even half as qualified for what you need as this? So I think it's really important to come in and at least get a thorough evaluation to know if you are a candidate for those devices, and then we help guide what one is best for you.
Dr. Melissa Segev, Audiology Associates, phone number is 410-944-3100, AAIAudiology.com, online.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
You know what that means. That's right. It's Friday. It's almost 12 o'clock. Again, don't go anywhere. You got Rob Carson coming up next. But I'm glad we had this conversation about USAID. I'm glad we talked about it. I'm pretty sure you guys have your own theories on some of this money laundering. I'm sure you do. But I'm now starting to see a lot more of where Safe Streets and all this money is coming from. It's got to be there. It's got to be there. So, Elon, keep on digging. I did just want to give you the latest update out of NTSB. Of course, they have been investigating the aircraft collision there at Reagan National Airport. Again, as always, rest in peace, Mikey Stovall and Tommy Claggett and all of those that were on that flight and even in the Black Hawk helicopter. And we did learn from NTSB that, unfortunately, the Black Hawk pilots, they were wearing night vision goggles. And remember, we had an Air Force pilot that came on the show. And thank you, Rods, for doing so. And kind of explaining how that could have been a huge obstacle if, in fact, they had those goggles on. Now, whether or not they had the night vision turned on the goggles or they were wearing the goggles, apparently that's also different. So they'll continue to investigate, but I just wanted to bring you that because that is what they said just yesterday. Also, in case you missed it, all the bodies have been recovered, and it is just so tragic and so sad. And every time I go on Instagram, I just see a lot of people, you know, just posting pictures and videos and seeing those cute little ice skaters. And it is so heartbreaking. And it is looking more and more like a tragic accident. And I know in a moment like this, it's like you wish you had somebody to blame, right? You wish you could just point a finger and say, oh, this person, yeah. I don't see that happening in this case. And I just feel so bad for all the victims' families and loved ones. Ugh, I can't imagine what that's like. So when you say a prayer, you know, tonight and, of course, at church on Sunday, pray for those families, because I'm sure they are beside themselves. But I just wanted to bring that to you. We'll continue to watch those updates. Also, following Trump's executive order banning men from women's sports, the NCAA has also banned men from women's sports. I wonder if they'll strip Leah Thomas, remember the swimmer, out of Pennsylvania University. I wonder if they'll strip him of his award and rightfully give it to Riley Gaines, because remember, Riley Gaines was second place. Again, that was the NCAA in which they were competing. And it'll be interesting to see what happens next. But just so you know, they're following with President Trump. They're banning men from women's sports. So that's a plus. Also, if you missed it, Nancy Pelosi is officially walking with a cane. Rumor has it she still is not going to term limit herself. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Look, you know, at some point in time, why don't you just go home and enjoy your grandkids? Enjoy life. You worked hard. Just enjoy it. Mitch McConnell had two falls the other day. Just go home. My gosh. My goodness. Well, you know what? I'm sure we'll have lots to discuss on Monday, especially this federal order that the judge paused for the federal workers to take a buyout. That's a big conversation. Michelle, thank you so much for filling in today. I had a great show. Thank you for being here. And to all those, have a great weekend. And I'll talk to all of you on Monday.
When disaster strikes, the food supply is the first domino to fall. It can start quietly, an emergency alert, a breaking news headline. But within hours, reality sets in. People rush to grocery stores, emptying shelves of everything from bread to canned goods. Lines stretch out the door, tempers flare, and desperation takes hold. And no matter who's in charge these days, you simply can't rely on the government to bail you out. That's why having an emergency food supply on hand is the right move for you and your family. Right now, you can get $50 off a four-week emergency food kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. They're an American company trusted by millions, offering 2,000 calories per day with essential vitamins and minerals to keep you strong during a crisis. This food will be there for you when you need it, since it lasts up to 25 years and can ship out to you next day. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to get $50 off your four-week emergency food kit. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680. WCBN Baltimore.